And now, 88.9 WDCR brings you The Cradle and the Convert, a conversation about local issues with a Catholic perspective. Join your hosts, Dave Slade and Mark Barthelemy, and join the conversation.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to The Cradle and the Convert. I'm Dave Slade, The Cradle.
And I'm Mark Barthelemy, The Convert.
Hey, Mark, I got a letter this week from the bishop, and the letter was a lot about where the church is headed in the diocese, and he really hit hard on stewardship. You know, and stewardship's a part of our faith, and Bishop Paparocki has called for us to really become better stewards. And we may talk about that a little later, but one of the things he talked about in the stewardship thing was separating charitable giving from stewardship, and making it a separate thing and making stewardship an actual act, where you're out doing something with your time, treasure, and talent. So one night I'm sitting at Mass, and Father's giving his homily, and he's talking about stewardship. And he's talking about needing parishioners' time. He's needing our talents to do things around the church.
Sure.
And our treasure, of course, you know, that we donate to the church.
Right.
And he said, and this week I'm going to ask for something very special. He said, not only do I want your money, I want your blood.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. The church was having the school was having a blood drive. And he was trying to recruit people to sign up after Mass to give blood. So that was a great way to look at stewardship. It's another way of giving. And it's a personal level giving that only you can give.
Yeah, see, I've always thought that when they started into that, they were asking for blood to begin with. You know?
You were thinking of the blood and the turnip.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Exactly.
So anyway, our guest tonight on the show is Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. And Mindy is the Recruitment Development Coordinator for the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. And she's going to tell us what's going on with the Blood Center, if there's some local events coming up, and just exactly what the Central Illinois Community Blood Center is. So, Mindy, welcome to the Cradle and the Convert.
Welcome aboard, Mindy.
We're glad to have you with us.
Indeed.
Thank you. Just a brief overview of the Blood Center, because I think a lot of people think we're new. I know we're new to the area because in the last few years, we've started supplying St. Mary's with all of their blood. Mm-hmm. And then just in the last year, we've started supplying Decatur Memorial. So you will see a lot of us in the Decatur area. And that's because all of the blood to the local hospitals is coming from our blood center and the blood drives that we're hosting here in town. We were founded back in 1971. Our office has been located in Springfield, and we've been supporting those hospitals as well as several other hospitals in the area since then. A few years back, we merged with Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center. And I say a few years, I think it's been more like five or six now. But we merged with Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, which is located in Davenport, Iowa. And we also then later merged with the Community Blood Services in Champaign, Urbana. So we are supplying most of the Central Illinois area with their blood needs. All of their platelets, plasma, everything the hospital uses for patients comes from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center.
Well, and I see the mission statement for the center is to provide world-class blood products and services to communities in need. And their vision is to be recognized as a leader in translating emerging blood-related services to enhance patients' lives.
Absolutely. The bottom line is always to save lives. And one of the great things I love about my job is even a bad day at work, you know, when the bus breaks down or things don't go as we expected, you were still making a really big difference for patients.
Absolutely. And you never know what kind of difference you're making. You know, my wife's a surgical nurse, and she talks about so often how many units of blood they'll go through on a surgery and how great the need is for that blood. And, you know, it's not something that we've been able to man-make.
No, it's the one thing that is not able to be made. And they used to have some medications that they tried to use to increase red blood cells in patients. And they found that the side effects made the patients really sick. So the only really true thing that can heal some of these patients is blood. And it's blood from another human being that gives freely. It can only come from volunteer donors.
Well, and we're going to request that the listeners to our show this evening pay attention a little later when we talk about some dates of some upcoming drives and very prayerfully consider donating some blood. If you've never done it before, it's fast and it's relatively painless. I'll let you explain that. Some people think it's really going to hurt to give blood.
It's really not painful at all. I know a lot of people, when they go to the doctor, they compare it to maybe getting an IV or something at the hospital. Mm. And I explain to high school students, it's one little stick. It's only going to hurt for a minute. Paper cuts hurt just as bad. And you still pick up paper.
That's a good analogy, yeah.
A lot of them have, you know, piercings. Their ears are pierced, things like that. And I will tell you, as a woman, I have my ears pierced. And it hurts a lot worse to get your ears pierced than it does to give a pint of blood.
I've given blood over the years, and it was really never a big deal. They say here comes a little pinch, you know, and that's about it. And once the needle is in, you know, you don't feel anything. You pump your fist a few times, you fill up that bag, and off you go. And it's really quite simple. And you, can you make an appointment when you offer to donate?
Absolutely. We take walk-ins at any of our blood drives. We never turn donors away, obviously, because there is such a need for blood. But they can make an appointment. They can go on our website, and it's bloodcenterimpact.org. And that is our website where they can actually make an appointment. If they've never given before, they can also call our blood center, and that phone number is 241-7550. And they can sign up with a live person, and that's area code 217.
Okay, got it. Now, you know, I came across this idea for a show, but because as I walked into the studio a few weeks ago, there was a blood drive going on right here in St. Mary's in the St. Francis Assisi room. And
What was that?
St. Francis Assisi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce that.
It is, and do you know that for sure? Just like, or you just?
I had a bishop tell me that when I was in Assisi. So.
Oh, well. So I didn't have a bishop with me when I was in Assisi.
So anyway, they had the blood drive.
Good reason for that too.
They had a blood drive going over there, and I stopped in. I said, "You know, I'd like to talk to somebody about that." And he said, "Well, Mindy knows all about this, and she is our front person, and she would have a lot of information." So, Mindy, when do we have some blood drives coming up that our folks, our listeners, can become involved with?
Absolutely. The next drive here in the Decatur area is on Monday, October 12th. That's a school holiday, so everyone's out of school, I believe.
That's next Monday.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And it's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and that's at Spirit of Life. And it's for Team Caden Michael. Caden Michael is a five-year-old from here in Decatur that we've been working with for the last few years. He's fighting leukemia. And one of the things he told me when I saw him last week is he said, "No one fights alone. We have blood donors." And he had actually just received 2 units of blood. I was working with him and his mother. And they're going to do a bone marrow drive as well. That's one of the things that we do at the blood center is we offer bone marrow drives. So they'll be put on the national registry if people are interested in getting signed up to give marrow as well. And that's just an actual swab. They swab the inside of your cheek and you fill out some paperwork. You have to be 17 to 44 to get on that bone marrow list.
Hmm. Now, Spirit of, what actual physical location would that be at? Do you know?
I think it's on Baker. I think it's, I want to say it's 4439 Baker.
Okay. Well, we'll look that one up, and we'll tell the listeners, I'll check that out as we go here.
And wasn't there an article in the paper here just this past week,
Mindy, I believe there was.
With the Eisenhower team being his whole brothers, all of his brothers.
His brother plays football for Eisenhower, and they are actually, from what I hear, they're going to skip a day of practice and send all of the football players to that blood drive so they can donate in honor of Caden to help him out.
Yeah, great.
Wow. And the next after that one?
October 14th, we'll be at Decatur Memorial Hospital from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on our Bloodmobile. And then we'll be back in town on November 5th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the First Mid-America. And then from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. we'll be at the Decatur Fire, the main one there on Water Street. And then November 12th, we'll be back here at St. Mary's in the Assisi Room from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, and I just found out the Spirit of Life Church in Decatur, Illinois, is at 4994 Baker Woods Lane.
Mm. I was close from memory.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was great for living in Springfield. You did good.
Well, I don't live in Springfield. I actually live in Girard, but I work 17 counties, and I have about 35 to 40 blood drives each month I'm responsible for. So to remember the actual physical address, I'm impressed with myself a little bit.
Well, I'm thinking that's pretty good. You know,
not old like Mark and I. You know,
I have to look at my driver's license to remember my address.
Hey, Mark. The Spirit of Life Church, I just looked up, is the old Baker Woods pool.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's a church now.
I'll be darned.
They use the pool as part of their, probably baptisms, but they probably also use that as part of their recruiting people to the church, you know, as a function of the church. What a neat deal.
Yeah, how awesome is that?
Okay.
Now, that sounds to me, Mindy, I'm sitting here thinking about you covering all these counties and everything going on. I got a picture of the guy at the circus that spins plates, and he runs to one end and gets them all going on the wires, you know, and then by the time he's at this end, this one's wobbling, and he has to run back.
Yeah. It is a very busy job, like I said, but I love my job. I've been at the Blood Center. It'll be 10 years in October. So in just a few weeks, I'll be there 10 years. And in the last 5 years, both of my parents' lives have been saved by blood transfusions.
Wow.
So it really hits close to home.
Paying it forward, huh?
It does. And, you know, it's one of those jobs where the longer you do it, the more rewards you get. I mean, I'm watching, you know, kids like Caden, you know, benefit from what I'm doing and setting up and coordinating blood drives and, you know, working in communities. One of my new focuses is to develop new accounts in new areas, so I will be working a lot in the Decatur area.
Great.
Looking for people to switch or to host their first blood drive with us to help the local hospital with their blood needs.
Now, Mindy, I got a question. You specifically mentioned an age parameter for the bone marrow donation. Is that also with blood?
Blood is a little different.
Okay, tell me about that.
If you're 16, you just need a permission slip from mom and dad to donate blood in the state of Illinois. 17 and over can donate with just a photo ID, and there is no upper age limit.
Wow.
We do not turn away blood donors as long as they're healthy. I know that we do have a nun in the Springfield area that was 96, and she was still giving faithfully every 56 days.
Wow.
The sweetest lady.
Now, I have to ask you this, because you said as long as they're healthy. Take an old guy like me that hasn't took care of himself over the years like he should have, and he has high cholesterol, which he has taken two statins medications for, two different types, and he's type 2 diabetic. Now, am I going to get kicked out the door if I try and give blood?
Absolutely not. Okay, as long as you're well controlled with your diabetes, you're fine. Blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication, antidepressants, most medications are just fine. There's only really about a handful that will actually defer you from donating blood.
Okay.
And most of those, your doctor will tell you when he prescribes a medication, do not give blood on this. A blood thinner for obvious reasons.
Yeah, sure.
If you're on Coumadin or Warfarin, or I think there's actually... I think there's a new one. But a lot of it is just the risk to the patient. We wouldn't want to ever give a blood thinner to a newborn baby.
Exactly.
I mean, that would be terrible. Or blood with a blood thinner in, you know, for a mother who's pregnant. You know, those things could be very critical. And so we're always making sure the blood is 100% safe.
So is the center, before you... are actually allowed to donate, they take a specimen, I assume?
Well, what we do is we are highly regulated by the FDA, which all blood centers in the U.S. are, and we have a set standard group of questioning that we use to defer out any risk factors that you might be exposed to things on medication, traveled to a malarial area, things like that. And then after that, after we take your blood, we do take sample tubes when you donate your pint of blood, and we do 14 infectious disease testing that is very, very sensitive. You'll probably hear people mention, I had three false negatives in a row, so I can never give blood again. Well, in the blood center world, would you want someone who had a false negative or someone who had no results pop up?
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure blood is as safe as possible.
Well,
so to
sense.
Us, a false positive, we don't ever want to have... a false positive donate blood into the blood supply, because we would rather have someone who doesn't trip any of those triggers.
And Mindy, I've heard of people that are going to have surgery that actually will donate blood for themselves.
Absolutely. They can call the blood center and set up their appointment at a close blood drive to them. We do have other blood drives throughout the county and throughout the area. Like I said, we supply 85 hospitals in total over four states. So we supply most of that to Illinois and Iowa, a little bit into Missouri, and I think we have one or two hospitals in Wisconsin now.
So the need is great, and there are two events coming up next week on the 12th at the Spirit of Life Church and on the 14th at DMH. If anybody would like to schedule an appointment, they can go to the internet to bloodcenterimpact.org, or they can call and make an appointment at 217-241-7550, right?
Correct.
Okay. And I've been kind of looking at the website. It's a very interesting website, and there's all kinds of things here to tell you where to find a blood drive near you and how to pre-register and all that. It's very interesting.
That's his way of looking a lot smarter than me when we're on the air. You know, he's got a laptop over there that he's constantly a CC.
Well, that's because I can multi-function.
Really?
You know, yeah, I can walk and chew gum.
Really?
Well, sometimes.
Okay. Boy, I'm going to be following you now, see if you trip.
Well, Mindy, do you have anything you want to leave us with? We certainly appreciate you taking the time to come over to Decatur and see us today, this evening, and we'll give you the last word.
Well, one thing I would ask is we're looking for businesses, churches, different organizations to help us and host blood drives. We find that the number one reason people do not give blood is because no one has ever asked them to. So that personal ask is what they really need. So if their church is hosting a blood drive, or their school or their organization is hosting a blood drive that they're affiliated with, or their place of employment, they're more likely to donate blood. And once they start donating, they'll continue donating. So asking those organizations to reach out, and they can contact me. My phone number is 217-241-7541, or they can reach me on my cell phone at 217-502-9204.
So that's if they want to set up like one of the schools here or one of the parishes would like to have a blood drive, they can call you at 217-241-7541 or on your cell phone at 217-502-9204. 9204. Mark, tell him.
Dyslexic.
Dave's dyslexic. He really
always has been.
Always has been.
I've tried. God knows I've tried.
I have a bumper sticker that says dyslexics untie right on the back of my car.
That's cute.
That's my own personal opinion. If you're dyslexic out there, don't take offense to that because I'm also a dyslexic.
Yeah, there you
anyway,
go.
Mindy, thanks so much for coming
indeed.
In and sharing this vital information with us. Mark and I will look forward to seeing you at one of the local blood drives.
Yes, indeed.
I haven't given in a while, so I am due, and I may go to the fire department one and just show them that retired cops can give blood just as good as any fireman.
Boy, that's a pretty good idea.
We actually have a challenge. It's called Badges for Life, and I think we're going to look at running that next year during the summer months. And what we do is we have the police first fire, and the most donations wins. There's usually a cream pie in the face of a chief of the opposing side.
Oh, I'm glad they didn't have that about 10 years ago.
They used to just lock you up when they had the...
Yeah.
We've done this for a long time in a lot of different communities, and it's a really good positive way for police and firefighters to help us out because they know firsthand.
Sure.
They're the first responders on these accidents, on these medical calls, to know the need for blood. They see it. So it's a good way to engage them and their family and friends to come out. And if you donate at the fire department that day, we've got little fire truck squeezies. But if you would prefer a police car, I can maybe put one in there with your name on
it. I squeezed a lot of police cars over the years.
I'm just getting ready to say, don't encourage him. We've got him stopped finally when he retired. I don't think he's wrecked anything since then.
Mindy, thanks so much for being with us tonight. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
This is Father John Burnett, pastor of St. James and Patrick Parish in the heart of Decatur. Mark and Dave, have you ever wondered why there are good people in the church and bad people in the church? That's the way it's always been. That's the way Jesus said it would be. He told the parables of the kingdom, the parables of the church. He said it's like a wheat field that the enemy sowed the weeds in and how they grow together, and they're separated at the harvest. Good people, bad people in the church. He also said it was like a fishing net that would be dragged through the sea and would pick up all sorts of things. And when you get it to the shore, the good fish are put into the bucket and you take them home. The trash is left on the shore. So will it be in the church. There have always been people that do good things and bad things, whether they're popes, bishop, priest, deacon, or the laity. That's the way Jesus said it would be. So we can strengthen our faith by knowing that there are good people and bad people in the church today. Because that's the way Jesus said it would be.
All right, welcome back to The Cradle and the Convert.
Did y'all miss us while we were going?
You know, while we were on break, we were talking to Mindy a little bit about the blood center. She told us that 55% of blood donated in the United States is collected by community blood centers like the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. You know, I think everybody else thinks of another group that collects blood that people donate to, but the local blood here in Decatur, Macon County, and all of HSHS hospitals is collected through the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. So keep that in mind when it comes time to donate blood next time.
Indeed.
Hey, I was looking through the church bulletin, and I saw some stuff that I thought maybe we won't mention. On October the 10th, over in Springfield, the annual Prayer in the Public Square Rosary Rally will be at the Capitol building right by the Lincoln statue at Capitol and 2nd Streets. And the bishop will lead the faithful in the praying of the Rosary and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. And there'll be some patriotic songs. That's Saturday, October 10th from noon to 1. If you'd like to pre-sign up, in case you'd like to sing or something like that, you can call Donna at 622-8576. 622-8576. You know, I went to that a year ago, the Prayer in Public Square.
Yep.
It's really nice. And there's probably a couple hundred Catholics show up and pray and you know, right on the street.
That'd be right up my alley with rosary and the chaplet.
Yeah.
I liked it.
You might give it a thought.
Well, I can't. Can't go that day.
Oh, well, you got a Cardinal game?
No, as a matter of fact, Mass is for my dad that night.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, there you go.
Be up back by 2.
Yeah. Hey, it takes me a while to prepare.
The other thing on the calendar, coming up Wednesday, October 21st, is the 4th Annual Community Prayer Breakfast at the Mount Zion Convention Center. That's Wednesday, October 21st. Doors open at 6:30. The program starts at 7, and the speaker this year is Brenda Nevitt, B.G. Nevitt's widow.
Oh, yeah,
and,
sure.
B.G. was an auxiliary police officer and a friend of ours.
Chaplain.
Great guy. Yes, he was. It's a great opportunity for members of all denominations to join the community in a time of fellowship and prayer. You can get advanced tickets at the Mount Zion Save More Pharmacy, because you have to have an advanced ticket so they'll know how much breakfast to make.
Yeah.
Or you can call 864-2526. 864-2526. That's a all denominations community prayer breakfast. And it's a nice breakfast, and it's a good time, and it's a good way to get out and meet fellow Christians in the community.
All right, Dan.
The other thing, Mark, I received my letter from the bishop this week. Actually, it came in the form of a magazine, and it's called Ars Credendi in De Gratias, a pastoral letter to the clergy and the faithful of the Diocese of Springfield, Illinois, on building a culture of growth in the church. You know, we've seen the numbers steadily declining in mass attendance and things like that.
Right, right.
And the bishop sent a group of people to the Diocese of Wichita. You know the bishop over there?
Indeed. Yes, I've heard of him. Kimmy, was his name? Carl Kimmy, yeah.
He
good guy.
Inherited a great program over there of stewardship where the people tithe, they give money, they're generous. They have more seminarians in that diocese than any other diocese in the United States. So our bishop went over to see what they're doing right, and he wrote this letter explaining to us what they're doing right and what we can do to do it right, too. And one of the things that I thought was really interesting in this was he quoted a book entitled Bowling Alone by a guy named Robert Putnam. And he talks about bowling, of all things, has increased in the number of games bowled in the United States in the past few years by 10%. But league bowling, people getting together in groups and bowling, has dropped by 40%.
Well, does that surprise you, though, when you look at our culture?
That's right. And you know what that tells me is people are doing their own thing, but they don't like to do things in community. Yeah. And he's pointing that out as part of our prayer.
Well, we'd rather text anymore than make a phone call.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to interact directly with another human.
Yep.
Anyway, go ahead.
You see groups like the Moose and the Eagles and the Elks and the Knights of Columbus and the DAV.
They can't get new members.
No.
Not young ones.
Because nobody wants to spend time in community, and that's what's important about stewardship and doing it in the church. And the 4 points he makes in it, the four final points, is that we need to invite people to join us in prayer, especially at Sunday Mass, and be hospitable at Mass.
Right.
Welcome people.
Right.
You know, stay over a few minutes and say hi. Don't run right to the car and get out of there. Study the Bible and learn more about Jesus and our Catholic faith. You know, work on your formation.
Right.
Provide the sacraments as a sign of hope and paths of grace to heaven through prayer, and that's the talking to the priests there, or for those of us that might be extraordinary ministers of the Holy Eucharist, and serve those in need by practicing charity and justice through service.
Right.
You know, and that's what we all need to do. And if we get on the right track with that, we can be just as vibrant as any diocese in the United States, including the great Diocese of Wichita in Kansas.
Yep.
Well, you know what? That's just about all I got tonight, Mark. I know we didn't get much of a chance to talk about the Pope's trip a week ago. What an event that was.
Well, I tell you, that man just, he lives the gospel. I mean, that's all you can say. He lives and breathes the gospel.
And if you want to look at the speeches he gave at the UN or in front of Congress, the homilies, the speech at the family event, those are all on Relevant Radio's website.
Yes.
Which is www.relevantradio.com, and you can pick up any of those speeches and read them right off of your portable device, your mobile device, your computer, whatever. They're all there. And read for yourself what the Pope said. Don't depend on what the pundits said, Pope said.
Yeah, because they get it wrong every time. Well, they just snip it. You know, they tailor-make it to
their own, to their agenda.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I heard it said once that the measure of a man's intelligence is how much he agrees with you. So, you know, that means the media, if they're wanting to point him a certain direction, can take snippets of what he said and point him in that direction.
That must be why you think I'm so dumb. I'd never agree with you.
I never said that, Mary.
No, that's because it's not on your laptop. Otherwise, you might have. And you ought to try your website recitations off of your laptop there.
Well, listen, thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. If you missed any of the show, tune us back in at 10 o'clock. We're on the web at www.wdcrradio.com podcasts.
Wow, that was
Mark,
good.
You want to close us with a prayer?
Let's do St. Michael.
I agree.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St.
Michael,
the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts,
By the power of God,
thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good night, y'all.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. The Cradle and the Convert is a production of WDCR, Decatur Catholic Radio.
Love is but a song we sing. feels we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together. Some may go, man, some may go. He will surely pay his. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but